92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a Friday. And when you hear all Stevie singing sunny, that's because it is sunny right now in the studio. Eldon Scott is here, our chief kindness officer with Sunny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing on this wonderful Friday?
I'm ready for the weekend.
Ready for the weekend.
I am ready.
Man.
I'm ready.
Man. Probably going to go to Sunny's Barbecue and have a little dinner.
I did that this week. I sent him a picture.
I did. I love getting pictures from folks and sharing their meals with me when they're out.
I ordered on my app, and then I had and actually had it delivered. Yeah. They said I was being lazy, and they delivered it right to my door. And
bada bing, bada boom.
It was so good.
Instant slow smoke barbecue.
It was really, really,
I mean, it's not
good.
Instant for us, but it can be instant for you.
I forget. Sometimes I don't think of it. I don't think of barbecue, but it was just delicious.
It was a burger?
Yes, I got
We talked about the burgers a little bit last week.
It was a special burger. It was a burger with, like sweet
bacon.
Bacon and some sweet onion.
The candied bacon.
Candied bacon, which is to die for. Yeah. And then the sweet little, what is that onion, the fried?
The crispy onion
Yes,
straws.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Ooh, I've never had that before.
Good stuff. The crispy onion straws are so good.
No kidding. Yeah.
They come on our loaded tots, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which we don't talk enough about. Those are
I've never had those.
Those are a crowd favorite, really.
Really?
Yeah, the
what
loaded
are
tots
they?
Are a great shareable appetizer. I mean, just some good crispy fried tater tots with some pulled pork, a little barbecue sauce, some of the crispy onion straws. So if you're looking for a good shareable appetizer, that's a great one.
Well, I got the onion rings, which are also out of this world.
The onion rings are delicious.
Holy
Those
cow.
Are good. With a little barbecue rub sprinkled on them. And I heard you got the peach cobbler egg rolls, too.
I did. It's your fault.
Sorry, not sorry, Meg.
I really do try to stay nutritionally sound. And it is nutritional, don't get me wrong. But it
they say 80-20, right?
Yeah.
They say if you're good 80% of the time, you can cheat a little bit on the other side.
I did have salad the next day just to make up for it, but oh my gosh, it was such a treat. It was so worth it.
Glad you
really
enjoyed it.
It was great.
And I appreciate you sending the picture of it.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I'm not
Stefan,
making
that
up.
He'll be on here in a little while, right? He's coming next, and so he sends me pictures when he's in the store, so
I love it.
It's always fun. I enjoy getting pictures from folks and talking to folks about being on the radio, hearing all the stories and all the different things.
Well, if you have not done it, you've got to get on Eldon Scott's Facebook page.
Yep.
Be a follower, because you'll find out every community event that's happening is he's there.
Most of them.
Yeah,
not all
you
of
are.
Them.
You do a great job.
Not at all of them, but
you
represent try to get around.
Well.
Have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Spread the spirit of barbecue, as we say.
And yes, absolutely.
Go do all the fun things. So.
So now, are you going to tell us all about the locations, just in case someone's here for the Easter weekend?
Yeah.
Maybe they've never been
Got
to
some
Sunny's
family
before.
In town. Yeah, that was my wake-up call this morning. Miss Alicia Macklin with Council on Aging. She said, I need an Easter order. And so we're doing a little catering for them and her family for Easter. So if you're looking for some food for feeding your folks, if you're looking for a restaurant to go eat at, or if you're looking for a little catering pickup order, we can definitely help you with that still. You can go to sunnysbbq.com. You can place a catering order. Reach out to me directly, 850-418-3331, and I can help you get an order set up in any of our four local locations here in the News Radio area. So we'll start with Pace, Florida, and it's over on Highway 90 right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard. And so I got that location over there in Santa Rosa County. We have our 9th Avenue location just south of Creighton Road there by the airport runway, which is Meg's favorite location. She's hooting and hollering over here. Y'all can't see it, but she's fist pumping like nothing before.
The picnic tables in the shade. It's just nice.
And picnic tables on the front porch. Mm-hmm. A little good sunny sweet tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually catered Pensacola Young Professionals annual banquet earlier this week.
Boy.
And one of the young ladies that works for Studer Community Institute, or for Studer, I can't remember which. She's with Studer Family
of Companies.
There we go. And she was like, I don't know why y'all don't ever bring unsweet tea. She's like, I want unsweet tea and lemonade. And I was like, well, it's probably because the person who ordered it didn't order this unsweet tea.
Right.
But yeah, good sweet tea for that Sunny's well known for. So you got that wonderful front porch over there, nice quaint location tucked behind the AutoZone right there by the airport runway. We do have a banquet room there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be hosting the Sertoma fellas who have the Hog Fest next weekend.
That's right.
Next weekend's a big one. So we got Burger Battle by the Bay on Saturday morning.
That's right.
And then Hog Fest at night. So going to be slinging burgers.
That'll be fun.
In the morning. And then
joining
the folks at Hog Fest. Yeah, at Maritime Park. And then Hog Fest at the Harley-Davidson. Harley-Davidson on Highway 29.
Mm-hmm.
So
that'll be fun.
It's going to be a full day. So Going to be a fun day, but we're going to be hosting their board meeting at the banquet room there. So if you got a nonprofit, a church group, we have a regular church that meets with us on Tuesday. They come, a group of gentlemen come and have lunch with us and have a little Bible study on Tuesdays. So you got a nonprofit, an organization, graduations are coming up. You're looking for a place to host a graduation party. We got the banquet room there at 9th Avenue. So definitely think about that. We can host up to 40 folks there. Just the cost of the food, no charge for the room.
Which is amazing.
Which is a great deal.
It's great.
Great
it's
deal.
Great.
And then our Navy Boulevard location also has that banquet room located kind of at the end of Highway 98, about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate, and can host up to about 75 there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
So a little
and
bit
no
bigger
fee.
Room. No fee for the room amazing. There either. So just the cost of the food, tax and gratuity, everything works out to be about, you know, depending on the menu, about $15 a person. You know, this is a kind of good average. Mm-hmm. And, you know, could be a little bit less, could be a little bit more, depending on what you want to get. But that's a good average. And okay. No cost for the room. So that saves you a ton.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. And then our Shelley Road location. So it is on Pace. Or not Pace. It's on Pine Forest.
Mm-hmm.
They're on just south of I-10.
Okay.
Yep.
Can't miss it. Big signage.
Can't miss it.
You can't miss it.
Right there.
Okay, we've already got some of your fans texting in this morning.
I've seen the lights buzzing. Mm-hmm. I've seen the lights buzzing.
This is a Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our expert on barbecue, Sonny's Barbecue in particular, is here this morning, Eldon Scott. If you don't know, he is the Chief Kindness Officer, which I personally think is probably the best job in the world. But one of our friends who will be on next, Stefan, texted in. He said, when is Sonny's going to start drone delivery?
Ooh, you know, as soon as Amazon perfects that
there you go.
Delivery model, because I think their budget is a little bit bigger than Sonny's Barbecue.
Okay, well,
As soon as they figure that out.
I will say I did order delivery, and it was very quick.
Yep.
So I would just have put a plug in. It was very quick, not a problem. And then we hear from our friend Dan. He says, well, it really is an interesting Friday. For the first time, I've disagreed, with Eldon Scott. He says his loaded tots are shareable, and I think that's insane. If that's all he disagrees with me on, you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not shareable. I relate to that.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough, fair enough.
And then Vicky texted in, and she said, we went to Sonny's this week, and we had the onion rings. Go, girl. They're amazing. And I agree. 1,000%. So good. So good.
The onion rings, the cheese curd. Dave Merzen was in earlier this week.
He's up in Century now.
He's in Century doing all the good work up there, helping those get all that stuff running. I saw the little news article.
Yeah, they're
working
to get
hard.
Things, yeah, trying
they're working
to turn
hard
things
doing
around,
the right thing.
Which is a good thing.
Good folks. And but yeah, he texted me and he was in Sonny's and I didn't see it till later, but he got the brisket grilled cheese, which is one of my favorites.
I haven't
on
had
that spring
yet.
Menu.
Describe that one.
So
what do you mean
chopped,
when you say brisket?
Chopped
what is
brisket.
Is that steak?
Brisket. No.
Brisket?
It's brisket, slow smoked brisket.
Okay.
Then we chop it up,
mm-hmm.
toss it in some queso, put it on some good cheddar cheese,
mm-hmm.
and then put it on some of our
garlic bread.
Wonderful toasted garlic bread.
Ooh, okay.
Yep.
Sold.
Yep. So it's great. So he had the cheese curds, so the cheese curds on that spring menu.
Now
also,
describe what cheese curds are.
They're little crunchy morsels of cheese.
Like fried cheese?
Yeah, deep fried cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Okay, that sounds it's making me laugh. That sounds really, really good. We're talking with Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. So if you have a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. So now you are out and about all the time. And you said are you going to be out and about this weekend too? Are you going to get a little time off for the holiday? Or
tonight, actually doing a catering for Florida Power and Light.
Nice.
They have the electric car races over at Five Flag Speedway.
Oh, that should be interesting.
And so
I didn't even know they did that with electric cars.
We're doing the reception dinner for them tonight at West Florida High School. So that'll be a fun one. We did it last year. It was a good time.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And then they'll have the races tomorrow. And doing a wedding tomorrow.
I'm doing a
wedding on Saturday. Yeah.
Well, they'll have good weather, which is very nice.
Should be.
Because we're looking like we might have a little bit of rain on Sunday, they're saying. So hopefully that'll be after the Easter Bunny comes in the morning. So that'll be the good thing. But, yeah, there'll be a lot going on.
Oh, yep. And lots of Easter egg hunts going on in the community. So definitely tons of opportunities to get out and do a bunch of things tomorrow.
So now what's interesting about Sonny's, and I've mentioned this many times whenever Eldon is on the show, I like the fact that you have this amazing, huge menu of things that you can choose from. But during the seasons, they change it up a little bit. So in the winter, they feature certain things, in the fall. But we're into that spring season now. So tell us a little bit, Eldon, about some of our spring items that are so yummy. Well, I can already say, we already know about the peach cobbler egg rolls.
Yeah. I might need you to carry the show, Meg. My throat is tickling.
I know. It's allergy season.
All this pollen is getting
me. I've been declaring my throat now for the whole week, and I apologize to listeners for it, but it's just allergy season. There's no way around it.
All that live oak pollen.
I have yellow pollen over my car.
Which makes for great smoking wood.
Oh.
But
really?
Not. No, we smoke with oak.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, so the spring menu, I know we have the peach cobbler egg roll. So to clarify that, when I first heard that, I think of an egg roll as being kind of spicy, that Chinese egg roll.
Yeah.
But that's not really, it's the shape of an egg roll, but the inside is delicious peach cobbler.
So warm.
But it's kind of like having a pie crust like around the peach cobbler, but it's in like a morsel that you can bite. So it's very sweet and delicious, but the crunch that adds to the peach cobbler, it's as if, you know, when you go to a family reunion and they have peach cobbler, I always take the corner piece.
You got to get the crunchy bits.
That's right. So with these, you get the crunchy bits with every bite.
Just encapsulated really good. And crunchy.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good. But you have the brisket grilled cheese, right, which is the sandwich we just talked about. What else is on the spring? Can you talk at all?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want some of my water here?
I got a drink. I don't know.
You're Mountain Dew. Drink it up.
I'm trying.
Okay. So pretty soon we're going to be giving something away. So we haven't started yet, but in just a couple of minutes we'll be giving away a prize. We always do this on Fridays. What have we got for this Friday?
Yeah, so we're going to be giving away a family feast.
Okay, so the family feast.
And wife told me this morning the word that is going to be for the prize is going to be corn nuggets, because we don't talk about the corn nuggets enough.
Oh, can you talk yet? Or you got some float clear now? So, okay, tell us about the corn nuggets.
Yeah, corn nuggets are delicious. That's another thing that's like sweet goodness, like sweet corn that's deep fried.
But it's little pieces of corn in the nuggets, right?
Little pieces of corn in the nuggets.
It's like little mini cornbread.
Little powdered sugar, yep.
But sweeter than cornbread. They're really good.
And you can get those added on your family feast, so.
Oh, really?
That's a great option.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does a family feast include?
I wish I could tell you.
I wish you could talk. Oh, no. I know it's two entrees, right?
Oh, goodness. This is going to get added to the comic bits for this show.
I know, right?
Yeah,
at the end of the year when they do the bloopers.
Yep, yep, yep.
So bloopers. You have two entrees, right?
So four meats, brisket, chicken, pulled pork, and then turkey.
Uh-huh.
And then you also get three sidekicks, choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
Well, you know what? Why don't we do that now? Why don't we
give that away now?
And the magic word is?
Corn nuggets.
Okay, so all you got to do is text in the word corn nuggets at 850-437-1620. Be sure and put your name with that and also your email for me and your birth date. If you can add all of that info, that'll be really helpful. But again, it's super easy. Corn nuggets is the magic word, but at the very least, give me your name with that. 850-437-1620. We got a bunch coming in now. So would you have a number, sir, of who you want to?
The fifth.
Okay. We're not quite there. They're all coming in really fast. So, you get a chance, you can always go online and download the Sonny's Barbecue app. That's super easy. And what I like about the app, because I use it myself, is that you can indicate on the app whether you want like delivery or pickup. You can also indicate exactly what you want. And it has rewards. So then I earn these reward points, which later can be redeemed for something free, as in F-R-E-E. And I actually like that word a lot.
Yeah.
So it makes it worthwhile.
And when you add BBQ.
Yes, free BBQ.
On the end of that, it's a winning combination.
There you go. All right.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see. Let's see who we got here. I'm looking through right now. Dun, 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 dun. Hang on a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, someone didn't put their name, so I can't.
We'll talk about catering a little bit. So we'd like to say we have three ways that we cater. So you can do pickup catering, we can do delivery, or we can do a full setup and serve, where our staff will come out and bring out everything, do everything from setup to cleanup.
Which was great. And by the way, we just recently had them catered, the radio station. Eldon does that. We have a staff meeting every month, and he brings in the food for the staff meeting. And it's interesting, Eldon, it's not that people, you know, it's a requirement, of course, for the company. But it seems to me that we have better attendance on the Sonny's Barbecue staff meeting days than we
do. It is packed in here.
than we do on the other ones.
It's like standing room only.
Correct. Okay, we have a winner of the Sonny's Barbecue. The question was, or the word of the day was corn nugget. And we have a winner, the fifth texter in. It was Janelle Flores. So, Janelle, you just won yourself a family feast. Can you tell her what she won with the family feast?
Yeah, you won a family feast, Janelle, from Sonny's Barbecue. It has 4 proteins, 3 sidekicks, choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
And what's the value of that?
The value is about $55.
That's a lot. And believe me, when it's a family feast, it can feed a lot of people.
Yep.
So what we'll do is I will send you a text, Janelle, to tell you exactly where you need to go to pick up the prize. And congratulations. And thanks to all the people that everybody wants a family feast this morning, Eldon. I guess because it is Easter weekend.
It's a great one for
this Easter. This is a good week. This is a good thing. And basketball weekend.
Yep.
So if you're looking to do something for basketball, you need to get some of those wings. You could do a big family wings thing. And that's
50 wings for $59.99. It's a great deal.
Great, because then you don't have to cook. Just enjoy the basketball game, and you can enjoy your Easter celebration.
Something we do on the catering menu we don't talk about a lot.
Uh-huh, and that is?
Bacon deviled eggs.
What? You've never talked about that.
I've never talked about that.
What are bacon? They sound divine. What are bacon deviled eggs? It sounds like breakfast.
deviled eggs with bacon.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, it
is
could
it
be
the
breakfast.
Candied bacon?
No.
Because that's candy bacon, I'm telling you.
It's our normal bacon.
I'd never had that before. No. That was really good.
It is really good.
Really good.
It's peppery, sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we bake it off with a little brown sugar, a little pepper.
And just like clockwork, I'm now starving. This happens to me every time Eldon comes on the show.
All the locations open at 10:45, folks.
Only about 45, 15 minutes to wait. Okay.
Not that long. Not that long. And so, we are open 7 days a week. Sunday through Thursday,
hours?
Sunday through Thursday till 9:30, Friday and Saturday till 10 p.m.
Okay, so if anybody is interested, they can go to thesunniesbarbecue.com. They can download the app. The menus are all there. You've got so much, you know, that's going on. Is there anything that we haven't mentioned this morning, Eldon, that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, let's see here. Yeah, the spring menu. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have, you know, we have all the 4 locations. So come dine in with us. We have your favorite special.
Monday.
Every Monday. Sonny's Monday.
Sonny's Monday.
Buy one, get one free. Mm-hmm. Buy one, get one free. Wow.
That's okay.
Free.
This has been everyone's.
F-R-E-E.
There's something in the air. Everybody's been making a couple of little.
It's oak tree pollen.
That is what is in the air, quite frankly. That is what is in the air for sure.
But through the drive-through, every location has a drive-through. Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich every Monday. So take advantage of that. That's a great deal. Don't have to have the app, but don't miss out on your rewards points.
Yeah, no, do it. It's easy. We just got a sweet text back from Janelle. She's our winner today of the Sonny's Barbecue Family Feast. And Janelle says, really, this is so awesome with big exclamation points. I love you all. Girl, we love you too.
Yep, appreciate you listening.
Anytime you have anybody gives you Sonny's Barbecue, trust me, you're going to say, I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. It's so good. And then Saturdays is one of my favorite days too.
Yep.
Because so often, especially on these holiday weekends, when you've got family and cousins and kids and grandkids coming in.
Works great.
You can go into Sonny's on a Saturday.
Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
What a great thing. I mean, really.
It really is.
I mean, that is not saving money for your company because the kids will eat a lot.
Yeah.
But what a great thing to do. Because so you can, if you've got some, you know, your daughter's got, you've got the grandkids and they need to do some maybe Easter shopping perhaps or something. You can take them over to Sonny's for a couple hours and just hang out.
Come get some baby back ribs for the kiddos, a little of that creamy mac and cheese, the barbecue beans, whatever it is that. It's their favorite, so we'll,
So one of our regular listeners, Dan, says, so I guess next, Eldon's going to recommend that we can share our buy one, get one free pork sandwiches, right? Way to go,
no. Who knew I was going to get in trouble over talking about sharing a loaded tots appetizer?
No, we're not doing that. We're not sharing anything.
Share or don't share. That's completely up to you.
Go on Monday, you get the two.
See, when I like to go, when I go out to eat, I like to taste everything.
That's always fun.
I'm a taste everything that is on
you
the
order
table.
A bunch of appetizers on the table.
Yeah, or even like, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I want to taste everything. Like, if you order something different, I want to taste you. Like, you know what I mean? I'm willing to share mine, too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, cut you a piece off.
Interesting, though. I've gone out with people, and I'll say, oh, can I just taste that? I just want, no.
Yeah.
No, they don't want to share.
I'm a sharer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
We just order more food. I know we're not going to run out. I mean, there's a ton of food at the restaurant. So nobody's running out. So I'm a sharer. So I know some people aren't sharers. I'm a sharer.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Yeah.
Can't be the chief kindness officer and not be willing to share some food.
That is true.
I mean,
that wouldn't work.
Sacrilege.
Yeah, that would be sacrilege. In the job description, that would not. Yeah. You'd have to be a sharer. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I still think chief kindness officer is probably the best job in the world.
It's a lot of fun. Get to do a lot of cool things and spread the spirit of barbecue, as we say. And so,
Y'all can't see him because he comes into the studio, and every Friday we do this. He's here from 9:30 to 10, and every Friday we do a giveaway. So, you know, if you're on your way to work or you're getting ready to start your day, just tune in to newsradio923.com right here to Pep Talk. They have the giveaways here. But the thing that makes my day is he always comes in. I'm not kidding. He always comes in with a big smile. And the thing is, we don't have video, so you can't see what he's wearing. But I know he's here because I see him on the hallway, and he's got that bright red shirt, the white fringe, red shoes, big white hat with the big Sunny Barbecue logo on the top. He's got his beard. You see the chief kindness officer coming, boy.
Like the beard's an accessory.
Yes, I know. Like everywhere he goes, I'll see him at events and say, oh, there he is. Yep. He stands out. It doesn't matter what the couture is for any particular event. He'll be there in his red fringe shirt, which is great.
Fringe shirt, got a velvet jacket.
Yeah, you've made a brand for yourself, my friend.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Playing dress up's a lot of fun in the name of barbecue and having a good time. So.
Hey, well, how bad could your job be? Where you're making every time people see you, they smile.
Most of the time.
Right.
Especially when you're bringing the barbecue.
Correct.
So, when you're bringing the slow smoke barbecue, there's not too many people disappointed. So
that's correct.
Even the vegans, they're normally happy about the mac and cheese. Or somebody's always
This is a good question. We just got a question from one of our listeners. Are y'all going to be open today and Sunday?
We absolutely are. We only close 2 days a year. So we only close Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So you will be open Easter Sunday.
We will be open on Easter Sunday. So bring those family and friends. Come have Easter dinner with us. So we'd love to host you. And
that'd be a good place to go after church, or if you've got some plans and with family, that's a great idea after the egg hunt, Easter egg hunt, and everything.
You got that right.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
You know, a Saturday after the egg hunt, bring the kids in for that kids' meal. So come on in, have a little slow smoke barbecue. If you need some catering, if you want to eat at the house, so get those caterings order.
They'd need to do that today if they wanted to tomorrow, would be ideal. Right?
Yep. So be able to pick up on Sunday, typically 24-hour notice. So or get it in early Saturday. Sunny'sCatering.com. You can do that there. But definitely, if you got a party and you don't want to do all the cooking, we'd love to cook for you some slow smoke barbecue and have it ready for you on Sunday afternoon.
That works for me. Now, do we switch over at summertime to a different menu?
We will.
When will that happen?
That's going to be
Memorial Day-ish?
Like around June, the end of June.
Okay. All right. So there's still time to get that brisket on grilled cheese, peach cobbler, egg rolls, all happening right now.
Plenty of time. So come and get it. We'd love to host you at Sunny's Barbecue, so come see us this weekend, and appreciate everybody listening. Finally got through the show.
Ooh, you did
that
good.
Tickle went away. Finally.
Timing is everything.
Appreciate y'all hanging on and listening to us. We'll see y'all out in the community.
Thanks, Eldon, for stopping in on Friday and giving away a family feast. This is Pep Talk.
Everybody have a happy Easter.